You are tuned to Huskies Drive Time exclusively here on Mix 93 WKMJ. It's time to talk. Joe Hagenmiller, the head coach of the men's and women's cross-country teams and the head coach of the men's and women's Nordic ski teams as his seasons start to overlap. And I'm sure he's got a big smile on his face about that because it doesn't always happen. We don't always have the snow that we have right now this time of year. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Pretty good, Dirk. A little cold out there, though. It's definitely winter.
Yes, it is.
Well, Dirk, I think Joe's smiling on two accounts there. One, we have snow, and two, he's got an athlete heading to the cross-country national championships. First, we'll talk about that. Joe, congrats on having an athlete, just the second male in school history to qualify. Sean Pengelly heading to Louisville this weekend. I know you'll be heading down with him. Talk about that event and you know, just the success of his season.
Well, it's been a long and successful season for Sean. He's been leading the team all year and had just some outstanding performances, and he topped everything off with just an awesome race at the regional championships. I think qualifying as an individual in NCAA cross country is probably one of the harder things to do out there. You really have to have some luck besides a great performance in that. The way it works, the qualifying as an individual is pretty complicated. If you finish in the top five in the race, you automatically go. But if you don't finish in the top five, but you're still one of the top three individuals that weren't on a qualifying team, you get to qualify. So Sean qualified on that last method where he was the third individual. So he needed things to fall right in the team competition for us to get him to Louisville. So we're pretty excited about that. And now, normally the cross-country championships are the weekend before Thanksgiving, but this year they're this coming weekend because we have a Division II sports festival. And there'll be, I think, field hockey, soccer, and volleyball are all going to be in Louisville along with the cross-country championships.
Well, Joe, you talked about all year about, you know, how you hoped Sean would be able to, you know, maintain. Obviously, he had a great start to the year, you know, won the race down in Kenosha early on. And you know, the big question was he going to be able to sustain it all year long? And obviously, the answer was yes, he was able to and get to the Nationals. What does it take to, you know, not only start well, but finish so well?
Well, it takes years of good training, which I think Sean has under his belt. Coming in as a freshman, he was not coming from what we see in many of our high school athletes where a real big training week for them was maybe 40 miles a week. That was generally a small training week for Sean in high school, and he was doing upwards of 60, 70 miles a week in high school. So having that base coming in really helped him out. Now another year of training here at Michigan Tech and just him being able to stay relatively injury-free for the past 2 years has, I think, made a big difference in his ability to then use all that base and be able to maintain the good results. And fortunately, you know, he didn't explode on the scene too early and use all his gunpowder in September. He was able to hold back enough so that he was ready to go his very best in mid-November.
What's been his training regimen here over the last, you know, 2 weeks? Obviously, the trails haven't been available for him to train on unless he's running in the snow. I guess that's possible, too. Maybe he's going Rocky on us and running through the snow.
Rocky Four.
With the you know, the big log across his shoulders. I don't know.
And the guys trailing him, trying to keep an eye on him.
Well, the way we've managed this a little bit is with this late regionals actually ran into Thanksgiving break, so from the regional championships down in Indiana, he went home to Lower Michigan. So I don't think he's been struggling with quite the deep snow that we have here or in other parts of the UP. And now he's come back to campus on Sunday, trained a little bit yesterday on the road shoulders, and then we're heading off for Louisville today with the sports festival, so we'll be back out of the snow again this afternoon. So mean, there was a little snow before we left for regionals, but I think we've been able to cope with that pretty well by not being here for a lot of the time between the regionals and the nationals.
Well, Joe, before we run out of time, let's switch our attention to Nordic skiing. I know you had some athletes head out to West Yellowstone out in Montana and get some training in and also get a couple races in. Talk about where the Nordic skiing team is at and what you got coming up.
Well, the Nordic skiing team is really in preseason mode. Our season really kicks off in earnest with the pre-national championship meet that we're having here December 20th and 21st, and then really with the U.S. national championships the first part of January. So right now we're really tuning up. The races in West Yellowstone were a good opportunity for us to bang off the rust, so to speak, and just get used to racing and get used to our pacing and figure out how hard we can go on those uphills and how much we're going to recover on the downhills when we have an opportunity to rest a little bit. And the main reason really for us to go to West Yellowstone is to get a good training week in where we can kind of turn our minds off from the academic rigors that we have on a daily basis and kind of get out of town and really enjoy an opportunity to train skiing and then race.
All right, Joe. Well, we appreciate it. And again, good luck to Sean. Really amazing what he has done in his career at Michigan Tech. And like Wes was saying, only a second men's cross-country runner ever to compete at the NCAAs, which is pretty cool. And have a safe trip down to Kentucky, Joe.
Thanks, guys. And I'll give Sean your best wishes.
All right. There you go. That's Joe Hagenmiller here on Mix 93, and that's Huskies Drive Time. And no team home events this weekend, Wes. Very unusual.
Yeah, I think the Nordic skiing team is going to host probably Northern Michigan here at the trails this weekend. But, yeah, for the most part, everybody's either off, as in the case of hockey, as they're 12-2 and having their first off weekend of the year. Well, since they opened with Lake State and then they had a couple weeks off.
Right.
But since then, their first off weekend, they've got Duluth coming in, big time series coming up on the 12th and 13th. We've got that Teddy Bear Toss coming up, and looking forward to that, Dirk. But they are off this weekend. The basketball team's out of town this weekend, and looking forward to having everybody back home next weekend. We got a big weekend at home again coming up. We've had plenty of those. We got plenty more coming. I think there's two or three more of those in January and February too. So looking forward to the results this weekend from the basketball teams, and thanks for everybody, all the support so far this year. Looking forward to continuing the success we've had. It's been a great year.
All right, Wes, we look forward to your call of the basketball games again. The games start on Thursday night, 5:45 is when Wes will be on with the pregame. Doubleheader action at Malone, and then on Saturday afternoon, 12:45 from Walsh, right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And get your tickets for that Duluth Michigan Tech hockey series coming up a week from Friday, and that's also the night of the Teddy Bear Toss, too. So, all right, thanks to you. That's Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93.
Broadcasting WKMJ FM Hancock, South Range to Jacobsville, Twin Lakes. This is Mix 93.